Dictation for James Schumacher, S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R, September 4, 68. Address as a letter, Dr. Kabir, K-H-A, B as in boy, I-R, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Kabir, follow up for Mr. Schumacher. Renal transplant, back 2010 at Mayo Clinic. A strong family history for FSGS, with many family members either kidney disease or dialysis. I saw him 6-9 months ago back in the hospital. He was transferred to Grand Rapids. Final diagnosis of toxoplasmosis sepsis in an immunosuppressed patient. Acute and chronic renal failure. Kidney function has improved, but not to baseline. He remains on treatment with Atovaquone, A-T-O-V as in Victor, A-Q-U-O-N-E. Uses CPAP machine the last 3 weeks. This is new. Has not noticed any benefit yet. Does not require any oxygen. Energy improving, but not to baseline. Episode of gout a few weeks ago after a sprain on the right foot, already taking allopurinol, occasionally colchicine, Medrol pack. He started on Ozempic within the last month, causing constipation, some abdominal discomfort, discomfort but no nausea, vomiting. He admits not doing any kind of diet and eating a lot of chocolate, Oreos, etc. Has good urine output, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no kidney transplant tenderness. Other review system appears to be negative. Medication list review for the transplant, Telcept, prednisone, Tacro. On treatment, toxoplasmosis, Atovaquone. New medication of Ozempic, cholesterol management, bisoprolol. Present blood pressure 144/88, weight 256. Next paragraph, physical exam, alert Orientenstein 4, no respiratory distress, obesity, lungs clear, no arrhythmia, a minor systolic murmur, no kidney transplant tenderness, no edema, non-focal, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, February, creatinine 2.53. Before The sepsis toxoplasmosis baseline was around 2.3, GFR of 29, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin phosphorus, mild anemia 13.5, normal white blood cell and platelets. Tacro level 8.9, which is managed by Mayo Clinic. He did have a biopsy back in August of the kidney transplant. Excuse me. Yes, a biopsy. That was at Grand Rapids. There were 10 out of 25 global sclerosis. Glomeruli, ATN changes, segmental glomerulonephritis, no acute rejection, chronic tacrotoxicity, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Personal and family history for FSGS requiring deceased donor renal transplant Mayo Clinic. He donated a kidney to his father back in 1993. Mayo Clinic protocol biopsy. And IgA deposits. Next number. Post toxoplasmosis mononucleosis-like syndrome with pneumonitis and acute renal failure. Next number, CKD stage 4. Appears to be new steady state, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload. Continue to monitor chemistries. Next number, anemia has not required EPO treatment. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressant. He is back on the CellCept and others. Mayo Clinic adjusting TACRO. Notice the renal biopsy from August 2024. Chronic changes from tacrotoxicity. Next number, obesity, hypoventilation, new diagnosis of sleep apnea on treatment. Next number, excuse me, encouraged to continue long-term, benefits are progressive. Encouraged to continue Ozempic, he needs to lose weight. Next number, mild hyperglycemia, multifactorial, including tacro exposure, significant weight gain, obesity, form of physical activity, the conditioning. Next number, episodes of gout. Check uric acid on next blood test. He's already on allopurinol. he could use colchicine for acute treatment. Although, given his progressive advanced renal failure, this medication will not be the first option. He can also use a low dose of steroids with rapid weaning in 3-5 days. Also discuss with the patient, come back in 6 months.